Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
You know, I just hear our girls sing their song. What's become the new Regular Guy Friday anthem? And I am primed.
Prime,
I wasn't
baby.
Ready for today, but I hear that music. I see my little sisters in the booth dancing. Kelsey and Fuji Fuge.
And Winnie.
And Winnie Little Vincenza. My goodness, you know, how fortunate are we to have music, you guys?
Truly.
Oh my God, yeah.
No, because I'm telling you, like, it's, I really feel like I am really becoming the cranky old man, but like it's getting harder and harder physically on me to do things, which is a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
So much fun.
Sounds like a good time.
Well, you know, when you've been such a task achiever for so long, or a to-do man. But then you know what? Like, I'm like, oh, how am I going to do this show today? A couple of sips of coffee off the little Nespresso machine. May I recommend the Nespresso machine with
That's
the pod and the Nespresso separate frother. Excellent investment. You will find if you add up all of your Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, coffee bean bills, etc., you will find that it'll actually be a great savings and not to mention quite convenient. I'm using the Bulletproof pods right now because I'm told that they have, right, far less mold. Because I'm one of those moldy betches.
Moldy betches. You and me both.
Hashtag
you and
moldy betches.
Hashtag moldy bitches.
Moldy betches. Yeah,
you know,
that's a regular guy Friday tip right there.
It really is. Yeah. And side note, you guys, as you know, moldy bitches need organic coffee. Moldy bitches also need clean milk. So as Kevin and I are on our canned coconut milk, no preservatives, no nothing. Gut friendly. Really gut friendly.
Yes. The organic coconut milk.
That's right.
You know what? Thanks for that reminder, Kels. No, because I've strayed a little bit. No, to like a, you know, an almond milk or a, but thanks for the reminder.
You're
Oh my goodness. Well, one of the subjects I think I'd love to cover is how investing in convenience. I'm also going to talk about what leaders do versus what losers do. And I've never told you guys about sexy brats.
No. Like the doll?
Like the Bratz dolls?
No. No.
Like a brat, like a child?
No, just we all know them and we all have them in our lives.
Oh.
Male and female.
Oh.
Yeah, sexy brats.
Interesting.
All over the place.
Interesting.
Okay.
You know what? It's you guys, it's been such a thing today. Today was the day I was going to actually, in my, like, letting the universe win. or, you know, no, I don't want to say let them win because I don't want the universe to get mad and be like, oh, yeah, you let us win, bitch. No, I'll be good. You win. You win. You beat me. I'm out. But I was saying to Maria, because Maria's, you know, Maria has all these things she, you guys all learn on your adult show. But your evolved show.
Our adult show.
But, you know, like, it's like the things we don't like about other people, the things we don't like about ourselves, right? Like, so Maria has all those things she's always, like, throwing at me to make me loathe myself even more. But I it's interesting because a couple of things happened this week that 20 years later made Maria go, wait, I just realized what you did. Like what you pulled off. And then I showed her, this was coming off her seeing a talent deck I created for a showrunner, you know, a writer basically. But, you know, writers, they don't see themselves as brands, but I created this amazing deck to be like, no, this is, I see books, I see podcasts, I see multiple franchises, I see, you know, in terms of movies and in terms of TV series and speaking engagements. And I don't know, so Maria got to the place and she said, oh my God, I don't know why it's hit me that I'm actually seeing some of the stuff that you've done. And I'll get more specific about it later if I may humble brag. But I said, my takeaway was, well, you know, Maria, maybe the fact that I see everybody like I try to every day, maybe that's why I'm not seen. So why don't we just put a, as they say in Hollywood, why don't we put a pin in me seeing anyone and helping anyone? And I'm a do me, as the kids say. Maria didn't really like that much. No.
She did not.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, Maria's like, yes, I love that. You shouldn't be helping anyone but me. But anyway, no. So I was like, and you know, I was like, you know what? I think that, yeah, I'm going to embrace that. And then lo and behold, I had three different crises this morning that took place. One who's a career, a big celebrity who feels like their career is over, something they made a mistake. And now they're like, you know, want to throw themselves off a bridge, but they don't need to do. But the people, the manager's making all the money and the agent's making all the money and the lawyer's making all the money are all, you know, giving her the wrong advice or just going into business for themselves, as they say. And then there's another friend of mine who just kind of, I think, probably like not postpartum, but in that place of, okay, what am I going to do? I have a child, I have a husband, and my husband, I love it. I love them, but I'm also like, I'm miserable. I love being a mom and I love, you know what I mean? And so, okay. And then another friend who unfortunately has a child dealing with addiction and I'm not a child. I mean, it's a, you know, 19 or 20 year old and has just made everyone's life a living hell. And the amount of money they keep spending to try to get her treatment and what she's putting them through and, you know, and, yeah, my friend was on a card. So needless to say, that's why it came a little late to the show. And I think, I don't know if that's a universe code. Yeah, okay. That was real funny, your little joke about not seeing people. But get back in line. Fun boy. So anyway, there's probably things I could share on all of those subjects as well. But listen, I want to say this. I'm going to now say I'm going down again, guys. We can't go down. It's Friday. It's Pooja's big day.
It's Pooja's big day. Hell yeah.
Pooja's the baby of the family.
I'll take it.
I decided, like, I think Pooja, it's like cool because she doesn't have to really be accountable. Because at some point, like, she's going to grow up and have, like, you know, all the restrictions.
Why do
we
I
have.
Always have to be the older one?
You got effed.
Yeah, you are. I was never the older sister.
This is my hard. Dark primer. This is the Sex Pistols. This is the first punk band ever, kids. This is the great Johnny Rotten. I want to be an antichrist. He wants anarchy. Anarchy in the UK. By the way, if you're a fan of rock and roll, there's a series on Hulu about the Pistols. Really dark. Anyway, this is pumping me up, but probably not in a good way. It's making my kids sad. Anyway, don't worry, Pooji. We gotta let Pooji enjoy her time.
Yeah,
it's all good to Pooji right now. It's good. It's all working. I don't want to wreck that.
Thanks.
And plus, you learn your lessons with your younger kids. You screw up with the older ones. I screw up with all my older kids.
That's true.
Yeah, but Kelsey, you were one of my younger ones, so I didn't screw up so bad with you.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Good point.
I'd like to think
she's not so bad.
I'm just kidding. You ended up okay.
I'm just kidding.
And the little ones get a break. Well, let's talk about the difference between leaders and losers. And here's the thing, guys. If you're not the leader of your household, okay, or the leader of the job you work at or the business you're in or whatever, you're still a leader because you're the leader of your own life. And you probably don't realize that. You know, Maria's first book, she would always say, be the CEO of your own life. And since then, I've seen many people say that, but this was like 20 years ago she wrote that. But it's true, you know? If you're, it's funny, I always said, if you treat your life like a business, you would get better results. And then even doing the Tony Robbins seminar about business mastery, I came out of that and said, you know, those principles, they apply to business. I think you can apply to life. You know, gathering data, like the big thing in his business was like, data, you know, who's buying your product? When are they buying your product? You know, when are your sales the greatest? And, you know, data. But I think I say that with your personal life too. Well, it's the data around your life. You know, how do you feel? I feel tired right now. Okay, why? What's my body telling me? Or I'm depressed right now. Who was I talking to today? Or like we've talked about, reflecting on the data of your life when you're down and out, but you look back at the data and go, wait, I've been here before and I've gotten back up and things have only gotten better for me. But anyway, leading your own life, you know, the difference between leaders and losers is that leaders anticipate and losers react. Queenie is looming.
Just outside the door.
It's so cool. I just cringe because I'm always just like, she's gonna be mad at something I'm saying. Oh, in my head. No, she went away. Okay. Whew.
Hilarious.
Okay, we breathe again. And leaders anticipate, losers react, and cowards run. cowards cower. No, but I think, you know, there's a lot of important things in business. Proximity, I always say, but anticipation is a big one. But it's also the same in life. And so, you know, when brings it back, what got me thinking about this was, you know, Maria just had a moment because she went to the Britney Spears wedding. And a lot of the tabloid TV shows called, oh, do you want to come in and talk about the wedding? And of course, you got to know by now, Boston people don't do that. You know, that, you know, I'm happy for her, Brittany. I hope she had a wonderful, I know it seemed like she had a wonderful day, and I hope her life is nothing but blessings. And certainly Maria would never want to, you know, spill anything. Like, no, ew, in the words of you guys. Like when I remember that one time, ew. I texted Pooja Kelsey.
Yeah, and I said, oh my God, ew, Kevin's texting ew. Me right now.
No, you said my boss. I didn't even get it. My boss?
Texting me right
now. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay, boomer.
Ew.
That was a joke. I didn't say that.
So, no, she did not say it. She did not say that, you guys. I just like to pick on little Pooji Poos.
Okay, boomer. Okay, what if boomer. She actually did
that? What if I did that?
That'd be funny.
What would you say?
I would laugh. Okay, and then cool. I'd mock you afterwards like I always do.
All right.
That's why my kids, it's like with my parenting style, there's going to be so much mocking going on when they try all the stuff I see kids try. It's going to be hilarious.
It's fine. I'm from Jersey.
Well, that's my dad.
Yeah, we both got that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can take it from East Coast.
Yeah, it's the best way.
Yeah.
My dad, that's all he ever did with us. Like, yeah. Just everything became a joke. You just got frustrated, but it was better than the alternative. Anyway, but we were, but when the tablet shows all called and said, hey, you know, come on, talk about this. And of course, it was just a hard no. Like, no, I'm not going to talk about her. And no, And it was funny, the follow-ups were, you can promote whatever you want. And this is what got, Maria had this aha moment, because my response was, because Maria's still laughing. She's like, yeah, they said I can promote whatever I want. She's like, as if, you know, like as if I would ever sell out anybody for that. I didn't do it for 20 years. I was the nice interviewer and I wouldn't hurt anybody. And now I'm going to like start like at this age. And no, don't think so. But I said, yeah, Maria, like, you know, those shows probably get 300,000-400,000 people watching them in total. And I said, and it's a one hit for a second. And I said, and you know, with all your other portals, you almost go out to about 100 million people a week, like over 10 million people a day on between the pumps, the movie theaters, the podcast, the YouTube, all of it. And that's what hit her. She was like, oh my God, I didn't even like, I'm like, yeah. So we don't need anybody's help. Like, we don't need to go hurt somebody or compromise ourselves in any way, shape or form to promote. And then that's what got her going, wait, that's just hitting me right now. She's like, that all those people, like, that's,
yeah,
you're right.
Incredible.
Like, you know, and I said, even your best shows in TV, guys, and this is more Ask the Manager, but you're like, very few shows that are left that still get the monster audience. It might get 10, 12 million, but it's just still one night.
Yeah.
You know? So, and that's what, you know, made me think about it was, where did that, you know, how was I able to orchestrate those deals? But it was anticipation. And listen, I want to say it's psychic instinct, because that's cool. But I still think it's things that any of us could apply, which is having that, and I'll get into how you can anticipate. I guess I'm jumping ahead now. To be able to anticipate, I always apply, okay, what's the worst case scenario? What's the WCS of this decision or whatever's going on? And then the other thing is being aware. But when I see, at that time, little Kelsey, right, probably like high school Kelsey and little Pooja, like, their heads are in their phones.
Yeah.
And then I would notice that AfterBuzz, none of my hosts own TVs. So am
or
I
if
really...
they did, no cable.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah. So am I really Einstein? Like, I just was like, wait, this is where this is going. And then you could see Entertainment News was like, wait, there is no more getting the big scoop. And if they try and tabloid trash you, you can come back out yourself on social media and speak your piece, your truth. Mm-hmm. And then you can see the technology was too easy. I could pull out my phone and have a conversation with Kelsey and upload it. There's my interview. So yeah. I just was like, wait. To me, it was anticipating, looking ahead, like, well, and then now add on that everyone's got ADD. So everyone's head's in 10 different places. So, you know, where are you going to get a captive? And so sitting in the movie theater, I remember looking up and I'm like, wait, I have to be sitting here. And some of these theaters don't allow me to use my phone, or some of them even know how to shut the phone off, so it doesn't work. But I'm like, I like this space. And I saw the pumps and same thing. I'm like, wait, I'm standing here for 2 minutes. So it was awareness, you know, and that fueled by the anticipation of what was going to go on. But I think we can apply that in all of our lives. You know, so the same thing where he's like, God, I love this. We're in Connecticut. She's like, I just love it here. I just love, like, and she started asking, how do we even like get this 16, 17 years ago? And I, again, anticipation. I said, look, listen, Maria, you're already, she was super famous. Worst case scenario is you have your fame, but you don't have the wealth to match the fame. And I saw that with like Gary Coleman, if you guys remember, like Different Strokes. He's this brilliant young actor, child actor, who had a kidney disorder, so he didn't grow. But he was just so super, just this little person, but super cute and just so gifted, so charismatic, so talented. And, you know, as child actors do, like, it passed him by. and his money was gone. And I remember him having a security guard on. Yeah. And like having a different nameplate tag on his uniform. And it broke my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just was like, okay, worst case scenario, Maria doesn't have the wealth to match her fame. Well, I don't want her. I want her protected and insulated, you know? So I was like, hey, there's this large property. We can afford it now. Let's just get it. And worst case scenario, we'll have it. Now, I didn't foresee the pandemic. I didn't foresee like all this other stuff. I'm not going to say that. I don't have that gift. But I just knew that with anticipation, you know, the fame, the money would not always be the same. You know, you see, and again, okay, awareness. Most women in our business age out and they stop paying them. So I had to be ready for that. You know, I had to be thinking like, okay, like the peak earning years, you know, now thank goodness it's changed, but also business being anticipation. I put protocols into place to make sure Maria would be more than just a pretty face. I'm like, Maria, you're super smart. We need to get you out there. So she did her books. Obviously she does this podcast. She did. And that's why, you know, we left ET for a very lucrative deal to be able to do nightly news and the Today Show, because that would make Maria more than just the pretty face doing the news. Anyway, so I think that there's just something to be said about the power of anticipation and knowing that that's what a leader does. And then on the flip side, losers react and, okay, so done with my humble bragging. So now let me do my humble shaming. But every time I've reacted, that's when I've been a loser. That's every single time where I have been emotional, let my temper get in my way, let the ego get in the way. That's when I've been a loser. You know, those are the regrets I have. Those are the mistakes I've made in life. And I think it's just something to be thinking about, you know, and always respond, don't react, if you can remember that. But again, lead your own life. You're the leader of your life. So you have control over that. And one of the things that's going to help you is to anticipate, you know, without being paranoid and without being obsessive, but just anticipate, you know? So with that, children, let us take a little break and we'll come back and we'll talk about, what did I say we're going to talk about? Oh, investing convenience. Yeah, that's a good one. I think we got to talk about sexy brats. And then I want updates on weekends, kids, because, you know, Uncle Kev has to live vicariously through you. Last weekend, yeah, see, it just life goes so fast with us, right?
Who and I both are like sitting here like, what happened?
Well, we had date day, betches.
Yeah, we did.
That was Kelsey's date day. And then, you know, the click always has a packed schedule for little Poogie Pooch.
Poogie had a wedding.
Oh, that's right. Another wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Great scam.
Lots
of stuff. All right, you guys, when we are back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. Easy like a fool.
The moments I get sad, you Apple Podcast listeners, because you don't get to see Kelsey grooving.
I love it.
Eddie, you guys, we are back on this Friday. All you regular guys and gals, a reminder, it's your day. Okay, so Kelsey, I want to hear about your daddy cool.
My daddy cool?
Yeah.
My date day?
Well, you, yeah.
I mean,
date day.
Date day. It was good. We went to coffee in the morning. We did a little coffee, a little walk.
All right, okay, wait, slow down now.
Okay. Who,
you met at the coffee shop. He picked you up.
Honestly, he lives like, we realized it when we were like, okay, what are we doing? Are you picking me up? Whatever. He literally lives 2 minutes away from me. Two minutes. And yeah, I know. So I started walking and then he was like, do you want me to come grab you? And I was like, yeah. So he just grabbed me off the street.
Romantic.
Okay. Super all romantic. Right. And then we went to this cute little coffee shop in Santa Monica, which I love. And
all right, slow down now. Now
okay.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Now, Kels, I just want to know for the regular guys out there.
Okay.
By the way, all the regulars, because we like to know how you're thinking when you're being courted. Now, was there any, did you assess what he was wearing? Did you assess the car he was in? Did any of that register?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed the car because he has a nice car. He was like driving an Audi kind of like SUV-y type of thing. But it wasn't necessarily just the car. It was like also just like clean and it was, you know,
taking notes. I hope everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
But okay. So it doesn't like matter like how.
No, I know it doesn't. You don't have to qualify because we know you, Kelsey.
Yeah.
You're not like that.
But I did notice.
But by the way, it's okay to be a little like that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I
it's
agree.
Called standards and it's called self-love.
Like I agree.
That you deserve to be with. So.
I agree. And I also did like that because he had texted me. He was like, are you walking? Do you want me to come grab you? And like, I appreciated that too.
Very nice.
Instead of just being like, okay, like keep walking.
walk on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not very male LA.
I know, right?
That's not very, very.
So he's also
very nice.
Older. Like it was.
Yeah, but we said this, he's 36, but again,
That's like 24.
Is 24, 25 today. Yeah.
True.
Like legit.
Yeah, no, truly. And so we went to this really great.
Especially in LA.
So yeah. It was kind of perfect because I think I mentioned this last time. I'm not a big, especially first date person that I'm like, oh, let's get dinner or drinks. Because that's a lot. That's a lot to sign yourself up for a first date. So I'm very big on coffee and walking, especially because walking, the act of like the motion, I don't know. It helps with the conversation, with the flow. I also can like talk to myself if I need to.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm like hyper aware of. If I'm on a date, I'm like, are they asking me questions or am I interviewing them? or am I interviewing myself? So it didn't feel like that. So it was good. So we got coffee and went for a walk on the beach. And then I had to go to an appointment and he was dropping me off and he was like, what are you doing later? And I was like, oh, nothing. And he was like, do you want to go back to the beach? We can grab like snacks or whatever and then go to the beach. I was like, actually, yeah, I do want to do that. So then
that's so cute.
Yeah. So then I go back from my appointment and then he grabbed me from my place, and then we went and got like snacks and a salad for the beach, and went to the beach and literally sat on the beach for like a couple hours and just chatted. It was funny, we were joking because like Mark Groves on our heel event was like, don't air all your shit out on the first date, like just be gentle. And I'm so much like an air everything out person. I'm just like, here's all my trauma.
Kelsey,
you're like 8 years old. Happened.
Yeah, but Kelsey, you're just honest and you're true. You're genuine.
Yeah,
let's just say that. Yeah. And I feel like, yes, of course there's the art of seduction and all that stuff, and there's those things we have to do, but I think that's very endearing about you.
Well, thank you.
And I also want to back up and say, like, listen, I had a beat up old van when I was with Maria, but the inside was clean. It was neat. You know what I mean? It was
right.
For my business.
Right. You do it. You can. Yeah.
She knew that I had a plan and I was working hard to get there. Okay. So we have a nice time.
Sorry, Winnie.
How was he with all your stuff you talked about?
Great, fine. I mean, he was very much like, he was also kind of doing the same thing. He was like, yeah, when I was, you know, telling me all his stuff, he was like, he was adopted, had to work through a lot of that. Like,
yeah, okay.
So we both were just kind of like joking that we were just talking about all of this on our first date. And then we left and we were both hungry again because we had been on the beach for like 3-4 hours.
Wow.
I know, right? And so then we went to, there's this cute little place, and there's so many cute places in Santa Monica. And so we went and got a little appetizer, and that was it. It was great.
And then he ghosted me.
No, he's been texting me. He actually FaceTimed me on Monday, which I'm a big FaceTimer. I'm like, I'm really bad at texting just because I have so much.
I feel like texting's a generational thing.
Yeah.
I think older people do the text, and I think younger people.
It's a lot for us. Like, I feel like, you know, for texting, and Pooj, some of you agree, it's like texting is more like, okay, am I meeting you at X, Y, and Z? It's like confirmation of stuff. But if you actually want to, like, chat with me, don't text me what's up. Like, I have no time for that. If you actually want to call me, and I will carve out that 30 minutes, whatever. So, yeah, it was good. It was really good.
That's so good.
That was my day.
I like it. I like it, Kelsey.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
I'm funny because I was saying this to Pooja. I overthink everything, especially when it comes to relationships. Because I'm like, no, oh God, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, you were like,
honey,
you were
okay,
like,
that's what? Another thing too.
I know.
Listen, this is going to sound genderist. Not that that's a word, but I love when Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's
if you
the
look
best.
Back, you look. Yeah, but if you look at his HBO series, he was interviewing as Ali G. He was interviewing Andy Rooney, and he said, "You know, is it because I'm black?" And the Andy Rooney's like, "You're not black." And he's like, "What? Why are you being all racialist?"
It's so funny.
And Andy Rooney's like, "That's not even a word.
Not even a word."
I like to use genderist, racialist, all like when it doesn't mean anything. But I will say, Maria. It's funny, a lot of different scenarios have popped up where she's doing the, but what if this happens? Like, what if this bad thing happens? Like, what? And I'm like, wait, we're not even there. Mm. And Kelsey, we're not even, right? We haven't had a second date.
I know.
But I'm just saying, like, I think, I don't know if that's a female thing or what.
I don't know.
I hear that in a lot of my friends and Maria, and I'm like, wait.
Chill.
Not chill. I don't say that. But like, let's get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I've seen people, like, even with the best of news, like, oh my God, what if I win the lottery? Then everyone's going to want money from me. And wait, can we win the lottery first?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's...
It's like the self-sabotage, right?
It is.
Yeah. Like,
and more stress on you that you don't need.
Yeah. That's just not necessary. I know. It's like I can't even like sit in the moment and like enjoy it because my head's like, okay, so like what if this and what if that? And which is funny because I'm not really like that. I actually really am not.
You're not.
But I've
you are
always
not.
Been that way with relationships and I don't know why.
Because it's like the most vulnerable thing you can do.
That's true. And I'm not very good at being vulnerable.
Yeah. So it makes sense that would be the one thing.
Yeah.
Kels, Keep reminding yourself you're JFF.
JFF. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Just what?
Just effing fine.
You're just fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Just fine.
You're fine, honey. Yeah. Just breathe.
One thing I will say, though, Kev, that was really nice, and it actually just reminded me of AfterBuzz, was, like, maybe half of the time spent on the beach was us just, like, telling each other our favorite Office episodes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. I was like, this is...
So you had deep combos, and you had funny combos, I was like, it was all fun natural.
Yes. I was like, this is ideal. I would love to talk about The Office, period. Yeah. Forever and ever. So it was good.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
By the way, you guys would like Hacks on HBO.
I've heard of it.
Really?
Female generational comedy. Like, imagine like a young millennial Gen Z writer meets Joan Rivers.
Okay.
And they're like together and, you know, as messy as you can imagine. It's really good.
I've heard it because she was on Live with Kelly and Ryan when we were filled in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, we got to watch that.
Really good. And, I realized for me, because I've been just in this funk. I just went to Picard. I went over to Star Trek. Picard is from Star Trek: The Next Generation. It's the kind of reboot, and just sweet and, you know, gentle, to a degree. Pooji, we had another Indian wedding, but
we had another wedding.
Half white Indian wedding, so you know, a little watered down, a little too much for my taste.
A little watered down, yes, but it was fun. Okay. I think the other side of the family, they had like a fun time embracing all the traditions, and it was like a full Indian wedding. They didn't do like half, you know, a white ceremony and half white, half like a Christian
ceremony.
So
it was full Indian. They went full.
And like his family wore like Indian outfits, which was cute.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing, which was fun.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be all in?
Yeah, no, they're awesome. Like,
when do you get to wear a costume? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really fun. It was a good time. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it was just good to see my family. We all stayed like very close to the house here, like where you guys live. So it was really easy. Yeah. It was really nice. On Friday, my mom like called me. She's like, guess where I am? I'm like, where? And she's like, outside the gate. And I was like, what? I was like, how did you even find me? They're like, we have your location.
Tracked her location.
And I was like, oh, so they got me coffee, which was cute. Aww. Got Kel's coffee. Yeah.
Did you guys give him a tour, or are you afraid of the dogs?
No, I didn't want to like, I didn't, aww, you guys weren't home, so I didn't want to just like bring random people onto the property.
Well, thank you for being like that, but you wish you had texted me. I would have loved your parents to see the studio and everything.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, they'll be back for sure. But it was a lot of fun. And then all my cousins, like we stayed, the cousin who got married got like this little, it was like three houses on one property or whatever. So we all were staying like amongst those. So it was cute because there was a pool and like a little bonfire that we could like hang out around. So we got to do that. And the wedding was in Malibu. So it was kind of a trek in Calamigos, I think, something like that. So there's no Ubers to get there, which was hard. So we were late to the wedding by like 10 minutes, and we had the mom, and so they like couldn't start, obviously. And their wedding planner was very strict. Like, she did not mind telling you how she felt, and she did the entire weekend. And she was like, she was nice, but she was harsh. And like, Indian people are not on time ever. Like, it's a thing. It's called IST, Indian Standard Time. Like, and no one's on time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, we're like,
isn't it funny? Like, there's other cultures lay claim to that too.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say, like, you could be like, oh, you know, the old Italians are, they're so cheap. But like, you could throw that at any culture and it applies. That's why it's like, you know, it's like so silly.
Totally.
You know? But I didn't know that.
It was funny. So she was like, she was very upset. We were 10 minutes late. So, but it worked out. It worked out great. It was really fun.
That's interesting. It's funny. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking of the wedding planner. And, you know, I'm trying to like relay the same message to Maria about leading and coaching people. You know, I just think you have to, I don't know, lead people differently by kind of who the person is and who the people are. You know, you got to read the room, and you got to know Captain Lou Albano, how to move and groove. You got to be like a snake, baby. But yeah, I see that. And it's like, you know, you got to know, like, okay, these people are like, you're paying me a lot of money to keep you on time, but I would communicate to the bride and groom, do you want me to be, keep everyone moving? Or is right. it like a little chill? It's interesting. Yeah. You know, one thing came up this week in one of the shows I listened to, about the golden rule versus the platinum rule. And I have mixed feelings about it. Golden rule is do unto others as you would want done unto yourself, right? The platinum rule is do unto others as they would want done to themselves. Hmm. But see, I don't know if that's necessary. They were arguing why it is platinum.
It's a lot
and
of
I go, I like and I'm like, you guys have not worked for narcissists in Hollywood.
True.
You have not worked for or wealthy people who just, you know, work you to the ground and throw you in a dumpster. And those are the people that, no, I don't want to do onto them what they want.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, I still think it's, I get the philosophy of do unto others, I guess, do as they would want for themselves. So like the Indian wedding wants to be a little looser on time. So I'll do that for them. So I get that in that situation. But I also still think it's, you know, it's usually best to think what you would want, but be open to hear like, well, I know that's how you like it, but I actually like it this way. Okay. And then adjust. But I still think the golden rule is golden for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I know with me, like I'd like to think one of the areas I've had success in is managing people and having employees for the most part. But I think the one credit that I got was that I would treat them like I wanted to be treated and mm-hmm. the way I wasn't treated, you know, by the people I worked for, mm-hmm. who I was doing everything to treat them as though they wanted to be treated, which was like kings and queens and like just walk all over me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We digress.
It's a good lesson, though.
Yeah. Note to everyone. Well, I just think every situation is different. It's funny going back to my friend who's got the daughter who's dealing with addiction. You know, they have so much money they're throwing at this. And I don't know. I think everybody's different. I think everyone's wired different. We are, right? Like no one is exactly the same, not even twins. So yeah, you gotta play around the individual. That's what I'm telling my friend. You know, we gotta play more around her and you guys, like obviously, but in this situation, play more around what's going on rather than, you know, whatever the cookie cutter rule is. But I'll tell you guys something that it goes back to the, not just this person, but then the person before that big celebrity I was mentioning, like the management, these are like high end reps and they're like, the advice is lame. Like they don't care. They just make their money no matter what. And they make a lot of it and not for doing a lot. And I guess part of me is like, I vent all the time. Cause I'm just like, I do see people out there making a lot of money that aren't really working very hard. Didn't work hard to get there and not working very hard to do it. And it's definitely a charge of mine that I have to work on. It really bothers me. But I'll say what I'll offer to everyone is don't always think that throwing money at any problem, you know, is going to be the answer. It is going to come down to you, the awareness, the anticipation, going back to what I said. Because it's just every time you guys have been around, well, Kelsey, you've been around me long enough, haven't you, where you've just seen people come in and expect a lot of money to do stuff. And I'm like, wait, what? No. I'm renovating, you know, Violetta's house right now. And it's really hard to do because now I'm not there. But it's just every time they just want to come at me for more money. I'm like, wait, stop. We can do, I don't know, something with the floor. I said, no, if we put a threat. We put thresholds in the doorway. That's not going to make any sense. We don't have to worry about this whole floor being leveled. I said, we can do the two small bathrooms. If we put thresholds in, we can just worry about them separately. And then, okay, you know, building this like laundry area for her. And I just, the amount of work they were going to do, it's not needed. Like, we can just attach the post to the cement wall that's there. And I don't know. I really urge everybody, you know, it's not always money that solves all those, you know, yes, there's times where you have to, we say pay the VIG. So you've heard me say, do you know what the VIG is really, Kelsey?
Pay the VIG, like pay the guy, pay the man, just like, you know, sometimes you just gotta.
No, let me be more specific. So in mob culture, when you gamble, win or lose, you got to pay the VIG. It's like literally the mob's version of service fee. You know, like all those crappy things you get tacked on in like buying a car. What are you? What is this? Like, yeah, processing fee.
That's amazing.
That's the VIG. So no matter what, you have to pay the VIG. Mm. So I always joke, we're like, all right, so in other words, I got to pay the VIG. Like, I got to pay a lot of money and not get much for my money, but I just have to. So fine, pay the VIG. But yeah, a lot of times I just see like, no, there's a way to do this without spending a lot of money. It's funny. I remember being here last year, Kelsey, and I bumped into a mom at one of the seamstress places here, you know, one of the local people here, and she homeschooled her kids. And she was telling me how she did it. She was like, oh, biology was, we would go out, we'd go down to the local brook and we would see tadpoles and when she was done, the kids junior and senior year in high school wanted to go. They're like, oh, let's finish public school. You know, now she still did activities with them. So they weren't like sheltered. They did sports in the town. They did Cub Scouts or whatever, like that other stuff. So they were getting interactions with the kids, but they're like, no, junior and senior. And I guess they went their last year or two of high school and they were totally bored. They just got straight A's. But this is someone who figured it out, you know, and that's like, I swear, you know, like it's not always money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just ingenuity. Okay. Jumping all over the place. What a surprise. Let's take one more break. Then we're going to talk about sexy brats. We'll be right back, everyone.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Thank you. love seeing them. Love seeing my little ones react. Good old Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy?
Is his hair real in this? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, that's his hair, of course. There we go. Now Kelsey's going into her. Oh, who's just fist bumping? Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah. His pants are tighter than ones I've ever worn in my life.
Tight AF. As the kids like to say. Well, listen, people. This goes out to all those sexy brats out there.
I'm excited to hear what that means.
Well, I've long said, you know, in life, you're gonna have your rock star friends, and you're gonna have your real friends. And it's okay to have both, but you just have to know there's a difference. Now, recently I was dealing with a friend who was being very bratty with me, and definitely more of a like a rock star friend. So, and that's where I was saying about. I was telling Mary, I'm like, wow, yeah, just a sexy brat. What I mean by that is, you know, the rock star friends and the sexy brats, like these are the people, like they're super fun to be around. Maybe they even finish your sentences. Maybe you grew up with them, so it's a different comfort level. I don't know. Not so much those people. They're just the ones that like they're just super fun, and you like there's something about them that you love being around them and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, they're brats. They're sexy. So they have that appeal. You want to be around them, but they're completely selfish brats. And I think it's fine to have them, but you got to know who they are. I remember my friend's mom was Greek growing up, and she's like, if your father's a murderer, it's okay to love him as your father, but no, he's a murderer. Now that's extreme. If you have sexy brats for friends, it's okay to be friends with them, but you got to know they're sexy brats. Now, Kelsey, now I don't want to get involved in the clique yet with Pooja's friends yet.
Yes.
So excited to join the clique. I want to be part of the drama. I want to stir the pot. I want to take sides, but I digress.
Okay.
But Kels, I've seen some sexy brats in your world.
I'm trying to think if I have something like that extreme.
Well, again, once you came along to Daddy Cool's side of things, you were some of them really repulsed you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
there was
true.
Some member like
yeah, that's
the
true.
Influencer sexy brat.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You were like,
yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, that's true. I was like,
but
get
also,
out of here.
But also other people that were just kind of fun and mm-hmm. whatever to hang out with, but then,
yeah,
you know, weren't really
adding
solid
anything.
Friends to at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, true.
But obviously, we're fun to hang with.
Fun for that moment, but yeah,
right. I saw a lot of that with you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like I truly don't have any. Or many, if any, people in my life like that anymore. Because I'm just like, I don't really.
You know,
don't.
My friend Randall used to always say this: people, we're always tending to our garden. We're always hoeing the garden.
Our garden.
Always turning over the soil. And I remember I had this producer just was put me in his crosshairs and did the whole old Hollywood thing. Like, I'm gonna blackball you and ruin your name. And I always say succeeded, but with that old name, and then I, you know, with my new name, was able to reemerge a better me. But I remember my older friend, Randall, and his husband, you know, like whose shoulders I would cry on. He had the best thing. He's like, you know, this person, let's just say he's Frank. Frank came into your garden to steal all your flowers. And then he paused. He was so dramatic. He goes, but he left with all the weeds. And he did. He weeded my garden. Because all those people that believed him, you know what I mean? Like, none of them were worth my time and energy. And And then in came all the new, I met Maria, I met, you know, so a couple of like plants stayed. My brother Joe, he tried it on him. He laughed at his face. He's like, I'm a neighborhood guy from Southie. You really think I'm going to go with you, buddy? Hit the bricks. Yeah, I think we're always tending to the garden. And so, yeah, those sexy brats, I don't know. Maybe they have to be removed from the garden, or maybe we, you know, maybe we move them over to like Pooji's little garden. Like little we have garden. The adult garden, yeah. And we go yeah. Pooji's like little baby garden.
Okay.
And we move to a separate garden. Maybe they go to just a separate garden. But the point is, yeah, I think that we all have them in our lives, or have had them. And yeah, I know, Kels, for you, it's been a process. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think too, like I have one who I'm thinking of that she can fluctuate between friend and sexy brat. And it just depends on like, you know, what's happening in her life. And there's been times where it's like right now she's kind of in her sexy brat era. And I'm like, I can't handle that. But when you're in, you're like, right. I'm like, when you want to come back to your good friend era, I will be here. So it's like, you know,
can I add something?
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Tell me.
Yeah. Or maybe I won't be.
Yeah. True. Good point.
See, what Maria taught me this, but we train people.
Yeah.
We think that they train us, but we actually train them. And how do we train them? Well, by that. By you letting sexy Brad think I'm in my sexy phase, right? And then when I'm done with that, when that convenience is worn out, then I'll come back to you for your and lean on you for the real friendship. But you are training her or him to think that's okay. But when you start going, no, and of course, Kelsey. Bye, B.
I forgot to press my button. Bye, B.
Bye, B. With a hand in that. How many times I say to Maria, I said, I need Kelsey with me at all times with her hand, and I need the nails because bye, B.
I can't do nails anymore because my guitar lessons, I had to rip them all off.
How do we do bye, B?
I know. I still have the two.
With the duck lips? Yeah, you still, Bobby, I don't know.
You know, I know. I
no,
know.
But you're losing Kelsey. Well, this is very disturbing to me, people, because now I'm going back. I'm glad we don't have you two.
I know.
You're going to let, you guys, just to see Kelsey's bye, B, it was like the passion wasn't there. The attitude wasn't there.
I know. The nails
Kelsey,
really.
I don't
upped
like
it,
ascending,
like,
Kelsey.
I know. I really like my guitar lessons though, so I can't have my nails.
All right.
But that really hurt my heart. It was a hard choice.
Yeah, because how do you say bye?
You can't. I know. You need the nails.
Damn. To go.
Yeah. The nails add a whole different level.
Yeah.
But back to you know, we train the people around us. By the way, that's also texting. Go back to texting. One of the things I would do is if I don't text you back fast, I run the risk of forgetting. I get too many texts, too many messages, too many emails. Like, it's too much of my day. But the problem, Maria reminded me, she said, Kevin, now they're used to you like responding right away. So then when you don't, they freak out and they start expecting things. So anyway, Kelsey, I don't know. We may have to think about how, if you're ready to deal with sexy brat.
Yeah.
And to have her leave the, you know, uproot her from the garden,
leave
and go plant her somewhere
else. Yeah, I agree. Bye, sexy brat.
Bye, sexy brat. Oh, children. It is a really, really a tangled web that we weave. I really am so tired. It's been hard here. You know, I don't know why I just feel this need to be alone right now. And I'm surrounded by one such nice people, you know, like Costa and Demi and Maria, obviously. But I don't know. I just feel like it's still hard to breathe. And I don't know. I don't know if I got sick again. I'm going to test today to see. But yeah, it's been a thing, you know, it's been a thing. I'm like sticking to the diet and that's been helpful. But anyway, I only say all this because it's hard to do the show. It's tough. And I feel like, I want it to be the summer of heal to get, so I could be, good for the fall, but I don't know. I'll keep you posted. I'm working with a really good functional medicine doctor here. And I'll see about finding out more what's kind of going on. I don't know if probably other people too, maybe post COVID, maybe, you know, my body was kind of beat up.
Well, I'm doing all my mold testing. So if I have it, you have it. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
I've been in the same boat. I get the kit next week. So then I should have the results relatively soon.
Is that an over the counter kit or?
No, it's through my naturopath.
Okay. I'm going to ask tomorrow.
Yeah. It was crazy. She saw when I did my brain scan, they saw a lot of inflammation, systematic inflammation, in my brain that would be in my body. And so
was that from the concussions, you think, or the other way around?
No, she thinks it's from, the concussions are more so adding to the lack of blood flow to places that can trigger mood stuff, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But the inflammation is more from, it's from the SIBO. It would be potentially from a mold thing. Because I feel the same, Kev. I'm I'm just tired. There's only maybe a handful of people that I can be around that I don't just want to throw up and die when I'm with them.
I hate being like that, but it's just hard. And the simplest tasks here now, and then it's hard to watch Costa out working. You know, to be a young guy and to see an older person work, that's not me. I can't sit and watch someone older work. And it's hard. It's hard. I remember my dad, I remember one of my siblings drinking and playing video games with his friends as my dad carried down all this heavy, heavy, ceramic tile, he chiseled on himself. And my dad was a very old 51 or at this point, he was old, he was an old version. Back then there was more 70 year olds you'd see. Certainly wasn't like me in that way. And I'll never forget that. And I don't know. So I always like to help older people and I don't know. I can't wrap my head around right now. It's hard. You know, it's really hard. It's hard to, you're doing the show's kind of hard. I mean, I don't know. I'm rambling. Definitely have some work that has to be done. I know I cooked my body over the years, talking about anticipation, and reactions. You know, I basically didn't anticipate with my body. I just, probably reacted. So just more caffeine, more carbs, more go, just go, go, go. And I don't regret it because I did what I had to do, and everyone's in a better place because of it. And I'm grateful that I have, the means around me to hopefully fix it. But yeah, it's been something, Kels. It's been something. This, it was funny. Ann Sleeman, a friend of mine from college who listens to the show, she had mentioned that Getaway, they were a sponsor, weren't they? Is it getaway.com?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. These places that have yurts and that's kind of what I just want. I just want to go out into the woods and be alone.
Thank you, Ann. That's a great idea for you, Kev.
Right? Yeah.
Because that's like me. I'm blessed to have my little place now. I just want to go back to my little apartment and no one bug me. And it's so nice because one does bug me.
And but who had anticipation on that one?
Kev did. You did.
That's right.
You did. So that's, I feel like that's something you need because, I feel that right now. I'm like, I just can't not around anyone.
Right. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Getaway.com, though. You should look into that.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, Pooji, I see you with your wrist. Are you getting some carpal tunnel there, kiddo?
Oh, I don't know. I just do that all the time.
What are you doing?
Are you sure? Is it starting to be sore from working?
Yeah, they just get sore sometimes.
Okay.
But it's okay, I think.
Typing, maybe?
Yeah, just typing a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not there.
No.
If I'm just saying, because if you know somebody that can take some lotion,
uh-huh,
and probably be a sibling, because I can't see a Gen Z or millennial being like this, but if you take some lotion on your wrist, and I have really a lot of luck rubbing it out,
okay,
and someone just rubs up and down,
yeah,
kind of almost imagine it's gonna sound crazy, but imagine your forearm, uh-huh, and your wrist is bubble wrap.
Okay.
And you're pushing to pop the bubbles. Mm,
okay.
But not pushing that hard, obviously, because you want to hurt you.
Right.
And going in an upward motion. But if someone could do that for you, and if you can also stretch it, so you could take your fingertips and put your fingertips on a corner of a table and press down. I don't know if you can see me here with this camera. coming down. Sorry, audio listeners. But just to stretch. So the massage and stretching it out will help a little bit. But yeah, that's...
Oh, thank you.
You want to be careful with that. Well, I'll work on it when I'm there. Thanks. You know, some energy work. But yeah, you want to be careful because, you know... Yeah.
I'll force someone in the click to do it.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, like, you know what's really good? Like, I'm good at it while I'm, like I always say to Maria, as long as I have something to do, you got to let me watch TV. You got to let me watch, like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to let me do something, and then my hand just go to work.
Okay.
Well, you know, I get a little, you know, so it's like, yeah, in those times where you have to, where you guys are sitting and watching something. I don't know. Are we making any sense? Have we learned anything today, people? Probably not, but
I think we did.
It is the summer of pause on this end of things, but I'm hoping it's the summer. It's the summer of fun for Pooja. I'm hoping it's the summer of heal for Kelsey, or perhaps the summer of love.
Ooh. I'll take heal first. I think I need to heal before I love.
You can do both.
Honey,
heal and love.
True. Kelsey,
just let it be.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
Just let it be.
I want to feel better before I love, though. I want to love myself before I love someone else.
Yeah, summer of love, but for you.
Ah, there you go.
That's part of healing.
There we go.
Yes.
Boom.
There we go.
Boom.
Summer of Kels love.
There we go. We got there.
Yeah. That's good. That's
one. I like that.
Kels, you love yourself, but maybe not enough yet.
Yeah. It was so interesting. I actually had my therapist, who, she's so crazy. She's so good.
Yeah.
We were talking about this and talking about self-love. She's like, I don't think you have a problem with loving yourself. She said, she was like, I think that people have told you not to love yourself as much as you do, like, as you've gotten older. And so you, like, second guess it. And I was like, whoa, that's really, really interesting. Because
I feel like you love yourself. I just feel like, Kelson, maybe this is part of self-love. I feel like you just tolerate too much.
I agree.
Like I do. That, you know what I mean? Or did. You know, I'm getting... And that's why, like I was saying, my friend who's got the kid with addiction, I was saying about sometimes how anger, you know, can be the thing to break you. But if you sit in it forever, obviously it's very unhealthy. Or if, like, you take it to the extreme, it can be a reaction and be unhealthy. But sometimes anger, you know, like, you get mad. Get mad at yourself. It's funny. Maria had a moment. We were talking to her dad. And, you know, she's a bad boy with his sugar. He runs it really low. And Demi, you know, who's his caretaker, they're out in the backyard doing stuff together, yard work or whatever. And Demi's just like, no, sit, eat. We're not doing any more work. And he listens. And he was saying, when we went to dinner last night, he was saying, oh, you know, she's worse than mommy. Like, with mommy, I just kept working. I didn't listen. But Demi, I have to listen. And I was grateful he was listening. But Maria got mad.
Oh, she did?
Not to him. Yeah. Oh, well, because she said, yeah, and that's why mom got sick. Because you worried her to death and you didn't, you just, you know, and you were reckless. And I said, okay. And she's like, it made me angry. I was like, okay. All right. Well, we only deal with what is, as I always say. And one of your experts, I think this week, was talking about that. But that's what I've always said. So I coached at AfterBuzz. Like, I was like, guys, I'm just going to I'm only dealing with what is, with the cards we have in our deck. Not the cards I wish I had, you know, but I'm going to deal with what is. What's the climate? Who are they hiring? Great. If that's what is, let's go. Let's move on. I want you to win. But I said to Maria, like, okay, dealing with what is. Dad's still with us. So he's listening to Demi. Great. Good. He's with us. You're angry about that other aspect. I'm like, okay, what do you do with that now? What do you do with that anger? And, you know, and she said, she was thinking, and she goes, I make sure I don't act like that. I go, exactly. That's the thing. Now you're angry enough where you're not going to let him worry you to death or anyone else worry you to death. And then that's the best way to make meaning of mom's death. And who knows if that's the message you needed to hear. But sometimes anger is a good thing. And that's why I would say, Kelsey, like, no, there's a couple times I see people take advantage of Kelsey. I'm like, no, I'm angry. You need to be angry. And telling my friend who's got the daughter with addiction, like, no, enough with this. You effed me over. I'm sorry. Like, you were an amazing single mom. I was there. I saw how you raised these kids. No, not having it. Yes. you're entitled to your pain that you didn't have a dad, maybe, you have some, if you have learning disability, okay, you're entitled to that, but you will not say you were not a good mom. No, not happening. And don't start negotiating and explaining to the daughter, because now she's got you, and now it's be angry. No, be mad at that, and be mad at anyone who invites that in. And then now what do we do with that anger? Okay, let's take action. I'm angry enough where I'm not going to know. We're not even talking about that. We're not even talking about what kind of mother I was. Are you going to take responsibility and take the help you need or not? And with Maria's case, yeah, like that. But with you, Kelsey, I think anger sometimes okay, like to be a little angry. And you don't get angry because you're just happy. You just...
No, I just bottle it all up.
You bottle it up and go to the next thing. And it goes in that tummy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something I'm working on right now. I really don't know how. Like, I have both my... It's kind of funny. My therapist and my acupuncturist are, like, friends. And so they talk and they're like, we need to help her with her emotions. Because I don't know how to.
Why don't you talk to your Kevinist?
I don't know. I should.
I'm sorry.
I don't talk to anyone about it.
I'm free.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Yeah, I have a hard time talking about it, period. Because I don't know. It makes me frustrated, which doesn't help. But
because it's not fun.
No, it sucks. I can feel it.
It's easier to run.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and we all run. It's easier to run. To like go to the beach, go work out, go watch TV. I get it.
Yeah.
But over time, it does get better. But yeah, there's times where and by the way, I've had Maria, which is great because I didn't know, like, Maria, should I be angry? She yes. Or sometimes you go, no, you're being crazy. So it's sometimes nice where you like, but you don't, Kelsey, you don't even have that in you to question. You just take the crap and go, darn.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, well, like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard a couple of things, like, wait, no, pump the brakes. What? Mm-hmm. Kelsey, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
That he or she did that. Mm-hmm. No, screw that.
Yeah.
Be angry and then don't enact on the anger, but don't react, you know? Right. So. But I don't think for you, I think it's that. I think it's more of you just tolerate more than you should.
Yeah, I agree.
And what you have to see, the thing is why you need to, I think, deal with it, because either it's going to continue to affect your health or you're going to react to someone nice in your life that doesn't deserve it.
That. It's either I'm going to explode or I'm going to implode. I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just got to release from the pressure cooker a little bit.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, a little bit. So, well...
I wish I could just put like a little pin in and it could pew, I'll come out.
That's
not that easy.
I just think this time you can always ask me, should I be mad?
Yeah.
And you can ask Pooja. Like, Pooja's got a great level head too.
You can ask me anytime.
Yeah. But you can ask.
I ask like, you.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. See, Pooja's, it's healthy to ask. Yeah. Like, wait, sometimes we're going to say, no. The person didn't mean that. Or, well, Kelsey, you were out of line there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I've just seen a lot of things where I'm like, no, that's messed up, Kels. No, mm-hmm. That is not right.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's like, I'm a pretty decent judge of it now. I think it's a lot of it's like the pent up stuff that needs to be released. And then I move into the like now and like, should I be this? Or you know what you get what I'm saying? That's where it's like, that's I think where I struggle the most, where it's like, I'm already like full up till here, up to my chin.
I think you're not... You're taking less on, which is good. So we're not filling the pot with more steam. You're taking less on and you have a healthy environment. You keep ascending with terms of your friends and your relationships. And the past is tricky. You know, we all hear it's not real and it doesn't exist and we shouldn't, but we all, I know the choose again method, right? In your brain, you can choose another thought.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Hug Winnie.
Hug Vincenza.
Yeah.
Vincenza.
And I was like, it's so crazy. I'm like, there's a podcast that I just like love because they make me laugh. And they were talking earlier about, and we talk about this all the time on the show too, just like how if you think of memories or you bring up a memory, oftentimes when you think of it again, you're like switching all of the what actually happened. It's like some stat, like, I don't know.
Yeah, 70%. We've heard that on the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not accurate.
Exactly.
Are not accurate. And
so when you go to the bank, you're switching it up every time and just pissing yourself off more.
And then but then there's other memories that are good that can actually put you in a good state too.
True.
It's just interesting. Oh, the mind. Well, if only we were more intelligent, we could break that down for you. But you have Joe Dispenza week
yep.
here.
And Dr. Amen. Go back to his.
Yeah. True. You have all those people that can give you the real life lessons. We just some regular folk here. Poochie Pooch.
Should we take him out?
Why don't you take us out? Yeah, a little too tired for a bonus. Uncle Kev's tired, people. He tired.
I think we got a lot of good stuff in there.
I think so, too.
Wasn't for lack of trying. Hard to keep these thoughts straight. Well, okay, kids. Poochie, really quick. What is up with the click this weekend?
I'm actually going away this weekend.
Yeah,
with the click or without the click?
With my college click.
She has two clicks.
What? This is controversial.
Is it?
Now, is there ever a click crossover?
Well, my best friend might be coming, who's in the LA click, but she was friends with my New York click for a
second. Wait a second. Okay. Please keep us posted. No, if the clicks cross over, it could be dangerous.
Well, she was already in the New York clique. She knows that.
Oh, so she's transient.
Yeah, yes. She's been in it. So she knows everyone.
Okay, and then Kels, what are we doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I promised a couple people some like coffee dates, some people I haven't seen in a minute. So that's about it. I don't really know. Might do a little beach day. I don't know.
Do some grounding. Get
some
those
Pilates.
Feet in the water.
Yeah.
In the sand.
Yeah. That helps a lot always.
And continue to be a bad bee. In the meantime, as summer comes and we get to, you know, Christmas, just remember, try to remember why we're here. I think. Help each other. Learn from mistakes. And have a few laughs. Not many laughs on this, RGF.
But
maybe we'll get back to it one of these days. Anyway, Kels or Pooja, who will do the honors? Oh, they're pointing at each other.
Should we do it together?
Let's do it together. Ready?
Okay,
Three,
correctly now.
Two, one. Bye, Betches.